fell asleep last night, listening to a train whistle blowing across the Carquinez Strait. And to the wind blowing through the eucalyptus trees, watching Paul Sorrentino's The Great Beauty. Fell asleep last night, listening to a train. I want to visit my friend because she's in a lot of pain. It was the shingles, then C. diff, now the St. Luke. But she's a single mom with two kids, and she don't deserve any of it. I'd like to go out there when I can, but I'm just back from Finland, and soon I'm off to Switzerland for a part in a film. But when I get home, I'm gonna go see my friend and keep her company for a week or so. I feel bad for not going there now, but I got a life out here. I need to hold the fort down. Got hardwood floors buckling up in an old leaky pipe, and 30 yards of fallen fence that I need to put back upright. And I broke a tooth on a bone and some beef stew I was eating in Belgium, and it cracked right down to the roof. My gums are bleeding and they're turning blue, and I got a dentist appointment on Tuesday. Went to a 7-Eleven and the clerk, his hands are shaking. I said, are you alright? He said, it's my first day and I'm Indian and I work at the gas station. I said, you'll be fine. Got my change, and as it turned, he said nervously, yes sir, thank you, have a good day sir.
It's a nice spring day, April 19th, and the flowers are in bloom, and I hit the yard work till mom's drunk. And my girl broke my laptop while I'm making the bed. She went right to Best Buy and bought another, cause she felt so bad. We went and bought an old Vic Troller I liked. We went to an open house, it was built in 1902, been kept up real nice. Had a nice back porch, and the walls were original brick. Was a great old house, but I didn't like the way the cars moved past it.
Fell asleep last night here in Flim, Switzerland, reading the John Connolly book, The Wanderer in Unknown Realms. Book dealer goes missing, the detective sets out to find him, and he ends up on a murder spree, or was it a hallucination? Fell asleep last night here again in Flim, Switzerland, said goodnight on a hotel phone to my girlfriend Carolyn. This movie says doing weird things in my head. I'm not Italian, I'm not Swiss, and I can't act, and I don't exactly fit in. Went to sleep last night, yeah, again here in Flim, Switzerland, and woke with the sound of Michael Caine's voice echoing down the hall, and just like Martin Sheen in Apocalypse Now. I was doing push-ups and sit-ups, and I was going fucking crazy and crawling the walls. Walked down the street and I pet a little kitty cat. She was sweet for a second, then she turned into a little fucking brat. And I came back and Jane Fonda was in the lobby, and we talked about her father, and she was lost and couldn't find anybody.
And we talked about the movie with her and John Voight coming home. She says she produced it, and that's a fact that I didn't know. And I asked her to dinner, and she said, I'll take a rain check. If only I had class like Ted Turner or Gregory Peck. Here I'm falling asleep again in goddamn Flint, Switzerland. Closed down a ski town with one coffee shop and a field of dandelions. And I look at the snow covered Alps, and I'm here until June 9. Got some scenes this week, which is great, cause at this point I'm losing my fucking mind.
Never mind all the other verses I'd written about Switzerland. There's new things going on in my life, like my girlfriend got a new kid, and a friend of mine gave out my number to some crazy motherfucker, and I got all pissed off, and she said, who do you think you are, Mick fucking Jagger? I fell asleep last night in New Orleans, just back from Switzerland, where, like I said, I was going insane. And I went and got oysters on the hash shell and some blackened alligator. Then I called my friend in Ohio and I flew up there and I stayed with her. Went back to Europe for a tour and I was watching TV. There were missiles flying back and forth from Gaza to Tel Aviv. And it concerned me cause I got friends over there. When I talk to them on the phone, I can hear it in their voices that they're scared. Some shit went down on tour and I had to let go one of my band guys, and it hurt me so much that for a solid 45 minutes I cried. Came to my room and he said, "Mark, I really need this job." I said, "It's tough love, my friend. Take some time off and we'll make music again one day, I promise." Just back from Europe and it's Labor Day, and I went walking. I laid in the sun all day and I called my friend Jude and we got to talking. Jude's the widow of my old friend Tim. I said, "Whatever you do, please don't ask me about Switzerland."
Then my dad called about someone we love. Check in the mail, gotta do what I gotta do when push comes to shove. I hear a voice sometimes and it's an octave higher, cause she gets weak from the drugs that dehydrate her. It's hard to handle, but I just keeping busy, traveling, playing, and riding till I'm fucking busy. Some people love what I do, and some get fucking busy, but I don't give a fuck. One day they're all gonna miss me.
A year ago, I was in a car with a handicapped kid. I said, "So what are you gonna do with your life?" And he sat there blank. And I said, "Okay, you think about it a minute." And a few minutes passed and I said, "So what are you gonna do with your life? It's been a minute." And he said, I'm just gonna live it. I'm going to sleep tonight and I can't fall asleep. Listen to the high-pitched foghorns on the car keying in the street. They sound like a cacophony of piccolos and flutes. They echo all night, and I just turned 48 and I spent 17 grand on the Mayweather Pacquiao fight. Going to sleep tonight with a goddamn ear infection. I broke another tooth on a piece of hard bread and my gums are fucking hurting. And my friend Ben went on a 50k race and he broke his wrist, and he called me up the other day and he asked me to join him as his guitarist, to play with him in San Francisco February 23rd. And I said, "Yes sir, thank you, have a good day, sir." So I played last night with Ben at the Swedish American Hall. And man, I was so nervous that I was gonna hit the wrong guitar chords. But Ben sang beautifully and everything fell together pretty well. What a nice combination that was. Ben singing, me on guitar, and a great pianist named Zach Ray. And Caroline was there, and so was Ben's girlfriend, Rachel. They both loved the show. I talked to Bob Mould afterwards, and I told him about how me listening to Candy Apple Gray on a sunny day at an old girlfriend's house made it into some lyrics, and I hoped that someday they'd make it into a song. It was a pretty funny night. Earlier at dinner, I got picked on a little for still having a flip phone. But after the show, some guy walked into the backstage area and was introduced to me as the smartest guy in the world. They said he was a physicist or something like that. When I pulled out my phone to check the time, he pulled his phone out and pointed out that he had the exact same phone that I did. Everyone was laughing, and there were some girls looking at us like our phones were really gross or something. We're all getting pretty tired. Ben and his friends took off. Carol and I came back to my apartment. We watched part 3 of the HBO series The Jinx, The Life and Deaths of Robert Durst. It's February 24th, and I still feel a little high from how good everything felt last night.